WTPA Radio, live and direct, with all the latest news from around the school.
Did you do anything else before you were a poet?
Oh gosh, lots of things. I left school at 18. I went and worked in an office. I worked in an office. I had lots of different office jobs. I worked in a job centre. I worked in recruitment. I used to interview people. I then went at 29, trained to be a teacher. And then I loved education so much and academia so much. I then did a master's degree in children's literature. And I got to interview lots of writers like Jacqueline Wilson and Mallory Blackman and Benjamin Zephaniah and Michael Morpurgo. And that's when I started writing. By that point, I was a teacher at Reading University, teaching people creative writing and children's literature. Does that answer your question, Siri? There's so many different things.
I heard that you drummed or something before
Yes.
You were at home.
Well, when I was at school, when I was a teenager at the age of 15, I saved up and saved up for months and months and months and bought myself my very first electric guitar. And that's when the creative side of me, I guess, was born. Because as soon as I got the guitar home, I just made a dreadful noise on it. I knew about two chords and I just thought, well, I don't know what to play. I don't know any songs. So I just made up stuff and I got a pen and I started writing some words down and just made up stuff. And eventually I got to play in bands. And we did a couple of vinyl singles, and one of them got into the Welsh heavy metal charts. And I still write music, and sometimes they go on my website or they go in my teacher's books. And
would you like to tell us the name of your website, please?
My website is www.jamescarterpoet.co.uk. Thank you for that question.
Thank you. So, what was your first poem about?
Oh, golly, this is a good question. It was a poem when I was... I didn't really write poems as a teenager, but I just started to realise that there were some... that poems didn't have to rhyme, and poems, you didn't have to learn them off by heart and being tested by teachers that would tell you off if you couldn't remember it all. And that's why I didn't like poetry when I was at primary school, because you just had to learn them off by heart and then you would be tested the next day, and I didn't like that. Yeah. But at 17, we started... when I did my A-level English... we started reading people like Shakespeare and Philip Larkin. And I wrote a poem for the school magazine, and it was called One. I'd never written a poem before. I thought, I don't know what to call it, so I'll just call it Number One. And I took it to the guy who ran the magazine. I said, look, I've written a poem for the magazine. Do you like it? And he said, how long did that take? And I said, oh, about 10 minutes. He said, as much as that? I thought it took about 5 minutes. It's dreadful. I went, oh. And then I learned by that, you can't just write something quickly and get it published. So actually 20 years later, I started writing poems again. And then slowly, I got my poems published. And then a little bit later after that, I met Jacqueline Wilson. I think you might have heard of her. And she very kindly helped me to get my first book, Cars, Stars, Electric Guitars, published. And that's how I'm here, really, because that book was published and it allowed me to work in schools.
How much poems have you made?
Oh, golly. I know that overall I've written about 22 books, and I think about 15, 16 of those are poetry books. And for each main book that I do, my main collections for your age group, for Key Stage 2, I write, there's about 42 poems in each book, and I will write over 1,000 to go in the book, but most of them I scrap. But I'm not worried about the numbers, it's the words that count. Some people say, oh, I've done 100 books now, and I've done 150. And I think, well, J.K. Rowling's only done, what, I don't know, maybe about 12, 13 books, and look at her. I think maybe I've done too many. Maybe I shouldn't be polluting the world with too many books. I'd rather write one amazing poem and then never do anything else than rather write some okay ones. I don't want to be okay. I want to be the best I can be.
When you scrap things, do you think... oh, that's all hard work done, I think. But at the same time, do you think, like, well, I can do better than that?
I always think I can do better. And even when a book's published, thinking, oh, could it be better? And some people say nice things. I'm thinking, no, it's nice of you to say the nice thing, but actually I want it to be better. But it's good to be like that. There's nothing worse than an adult getting to my age, 56, thinking, I know everything now. I'm an expert at this. As soon as you start saying you're an expert in something, you'll fall flat on your face. So I don't think I know any more now than when I was 37 and I started writing poems. I'm just doing the best I can.
Can you do a poem for us, please? A rhyming one, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you more. Do I love you to the moon and back? No, I love you more than that. I love you to the desert sands, the mountain stars, the planets, and I love you to the deepest sea and deeper still through history. Before, beyond, I love you then. I love you now. I'll love you when the sun's gone out and the moon's gone home and all the stars are fully grown. When I no longer say these words, I'll give them to the wind, the birds, so that they will still be heard. I love you.
that was really good. That was really, really, really good. You even got a round of applause.
Thank you very much indeed for the round of applause. I wasn't expecting that. That's really funny.
What is your favourite poem?
That one. I wrote that for my wife for our 10th anniversary, and she said, wow, you've actually written a proper poem at last. I was like, oh, thank you. but I have about a top 20 of poems I really, really like, and that's in my top 20. And there's others. You'll hear these tomorrow when I come and do performance for Key Stage 2. There's one about a wolf I really like, and there's one about the moon. And there's all kind, yeah, I have about 20. There's one about a tree, which I might do at the parents' thing tonight. And you have about 20 I really like.
Okay, thank you for all your time, Mr.
Thank you. These are brilliant questions.
What can I call you, sorry?
You can call me James.
Thank you, James, for all your time. I hope you had a good time, have you?
I've loved it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for all your time.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
WTPA Radio, live and direct, with all the latest news from around the school.